This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba leaves for UK to participate in World Leaders Summit of COP26. Current session of Federal Parliament prorogued to be effective from today midnight. Supreme Court fails to conduct hearing today as well following denial of justices. And China submits a revised plan to reduce carbon dioxide emissions before end of grand decade. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has left for the United Kingdom today, leading a Nepali delegation to the World Leaders Summit of COP26. The COP26 is taking place in Glasgow of the United Kingdom from the 31st of October till the 12th of November. Prime Minister Deoba will participate in the formal inauguration of COP26 on November 1st, and he, on behalf of Nepal, is scheduled to address the World Leaders Summit. Similarly, Prime Minister Deoba would attend the welcome ceremony reception to be hosted by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, in honour of the participating heads of the state and governments on the same day. On the occasion, Prime Minister Deoba is also scheduled to hold bilateral meeting with heads of the state and government, as well as other senior dignitaries. While in Britain, Prime Minister Deoba on the 30th of October will attend and address the welcome event being hosted by all-party parliamentary group for Nepal and UK Nepal Trade and Investment Forum in London. Prime Minister Deoba will return from the UK on the 3rd of November and arrive in Kathmandu in the morning of 4th of November. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has assigned Home Minister Balakrishna Kant to look after Prime Minister's portfolio. The President assigned the Prime Minister's portfolio to Minister Kant during the absence of Prime Minister, who left for the UK today. Minister Kant will look after the daily administrative works handled by Prime Minister during his absence. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has prorogued the current session of both houses of Federal Parliament to be effective from today midnight. Releasing a statement today, the Secretariat of the Federal Parliament informed that the President ended the current sessions of the Federal Parliament today at the recommendation of the Cabinet. The Supreme Court failed to conduct hearing today as well, although Chief Justice Cholendra Shamsher Jabra had assigned justices for hearing on 8 cases. The justices at the Supreme Court have denied conducting hearing, complaining Chief Justice Rana's stake in cabinet expansion. No hearing has been conducted at the Supreme Court since Monday. The CPN-UML has fixed the number of representatives to participate in the party's 10th General Convention. A spokesperson of the party, Pradeep Kumar Gyoal, said the Central Committee meeting of the party held today decided to make the number of representatives 1,999. And today's meeting of the party has also decided to hold the election of the representatives of the General Convention on the 30th of November. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। द 14th मीटिंग अफ द इन्डिया नेपाल Bilateral Consultative Group on Security Issues has concluded in the Indian state of Bangalore today. During the meeting, issues relating to mutual security concerns, training and capacity development, requirements of defense forces of Nepal, cooperation in disaster management, among others, were discussed. The Nepalese delegation was led by Joint Secretary at the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Tirtharaj Wagle, while the Indian delegation was led by Joint Secretary at the Ministry of External Affairs of India, Sri Anurag Srivastav. CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that a massive change was needed to bring about reforms in the country's health sector. Addressing an interaction program in Sitwan today, he said that there was a need for policy level overall in the health sector. Chairman Dahal further said the old laws, rules and practices were still in practice despite political change in the country. Chairperson of CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal has said that it is not necessary to go for election of the House of Representatives. At a news conference organized by Gandaki Province Committee of the Federation of Nepali Journalists in Pokhara today, Chairman Nepal stressed the need of holding election of local labels, provinces and federation at the same time. A total of 549 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Nepal in the past 24 hours. The Minister of Health and Population informed that 569 people recovered from the virus infection today. Meanwhile, 6 persons died of coronavirus infection today, taking the corona death toll to 11,388. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now to some international news updates. China has submitted a revised plan to reduce carbon dioxide emissions before the end of this current decade. Beijing promised its carbon dioxide emissions would peak before 2030 and it would aim for carbon neutrality before the year 2060. And China's this plan comes 3 days ahead of COP26 summit in Glasgow that begins on Sunday. Chinese President Xi Jinping reiterated to address climate change is not at others' request, but on China's own initiative. He further said China would implement a proactive national strategy on climate change. The United Kingdom has warned France that it could take retaliatory measures if Paris presses ahead with threatened sanctions amid an acrimonious post-Brexit row over fishing rights. British Environment Secretary George Eustace said on Friday that London reserved the right to respond to any action in a proportionate way. A British trawler was seized by France and another fined during checks of Le Havre on Thursday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in rest of the country. And there are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba leaves for UK to participate in World Leaders Summit of COP26. Current session of Federal Parliament prorogued to be effective from today midnight. Supreme Court fails to conduct hearing today as well following denial of justices. And China submits a revised plan to reduce carbon dioxide emissions before end of this current decade. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.